Welcome, listeners. I hope you're having a fantastic night or a fantastic day. We have a brand new Telltale story, and this time from a very different perspective. We will explore what it is, perhaps, to be on the receiving end of his wrath. But before you strap yourself in and prepare for this ride, today I'll be doing Apple listener shoutouts. So, let's get to it. Love this podcast so much. Troy from USA. I have been binge listening to SFGT for about a week now, and it's quickly become one of my favorite podcasts. I'm a big fan of the New Sleep podcast. I think he might mean No Sleep podcast. I'm with you, buddy. And this is right up there with it. Well done, my friend. Keep up the good work. Troy R., Indianapolis, USA. Thanks, buddy. Love. By Megan Jones, Ohio. I absolutely love these podcasts. I ran across them last night and I've listened to about 20 of them so far. It really helps the night and work go by faster. I really enjoy the way you narrate and how you vocalize the stories. Please make more, and more you will have, Megan Jones. Thank you so much. Awesome. By Mandy Moo. Hey, I know you, Mandy. Of course I do. The stories are perfect length, not too short, not too long, great tone, clarity, and diction. Good balance of background music and sound effects. Aha, very technical. Thanks a lot, Mandy. Adorable. By, this one's different. Patchouli Drop? From the USA. Hopefully I nailed it. Yes, adorable doesn't seem like a good descriptor for a horror storytelling podcast, but the host is just too adorable. I do say the vapors are getting to me. He really does post an episode each weekday, but despite an occasional bad day, stress from work or illness, he always seems to be in a great mood. Hey, you know me quite well. And he always thanks people who post on his website, comment on the videos, he's also on YouTube, or like them. He reads creepypastas, listener-submitted fiction, and user-submitted true experiences. His readings are well-performed, great sound quality, and spooky sound effects. Well, thank you so much, Patchouli Drop. I really appreciate this. Creepy and well-narrated by Andrew, the magician from Canada. Recently stumbled upon this podcast, really well-narrated, and has great background music to engage listeners' attention. Hope to hear more from this channel. Well, thank you, Andrew the magician. That was one magical comment. Love this podcast by Kitten Cosmonaut from the USA. Awesome name. I recently found this podcast and I'm hooked. The stories are creepy and the narration is superb. Well, thank you, Kitten Cosmonaut. Love it by Dora Rose from the USA. I love this podcast and they've left a massive love heart. Thanks, Dora Rose. Keep Her Going by Mason Roven from the USA. Your show has become my favorite after two episodes. Keep it up. Number 25. I don't know what that last part means. Maybe you can clarify, but I really, really appreciate that, Mason. Thank you. Always a Creepy Pleasure by Oh My. Okay, this name is different for sure. It's Well RKJHNTWIJH from the UK. Is that like Welcome to Widget? God, hopefully that's close. Anyway. I love listening to this podcast while I'm out walking my dog, Cosmo, for a couple of hours each day in the local woods. The number of times I've had to take off my headphones, listen to my surroundings, and check for monsters after getting spooked by the awesome narration must be in the triple digits now. Keep creeping me out. I love it, and look forward to each one as does Cosmo. Woof. Brilliant. Thank you. Archeo Creepy Pasta Man. Oh, I love that one. By Archeo Man from USA. Love the podcast and have binged the whole backlog in 1 week, I think. Keep him coming. Thank you, Archeo Man. Love it by HERR0957 from the USA. Love how the stories are short, even the multi-episode stories. Have been binged listening to these. Thanks, HER0957. And lastly, but not least, Great by SGathH. Faye from Australia. Hey! I love kicking back and listening. Strangely enough, it helps me get to sleep. Love how often this gets updated. Keep up the good work. Well, thank you. And thank you all for listening. If I've missed you, please let me know. I want to include you. So that way I can say thank you properly. Now turn the lights off, the sound up, and get ready for something unique. No, no, no! We can't do that!
yelled the vampire.
What else can we do? He's picking us off fast,
responded the warlock. We've been here for hours debating what we needed to do to get rid of him. Some believe we should try to kill him now. Some believe that we need to take our time and not get spotted by the humans. I personally don't care, as long as he leaves me alone.
We could get ourselves killed if we don't remain hidden. Don't you remember what the humans did to us a millennia ago?
Said the vampire again.
Look, most humans don't even believe in us anymore. They even say those that do are crazy,
responded the Heshword. Finally, after hours of discussion, I finally said, All right, look, if the humans don't believe in us, and we have a problem with him, then we need to deal with him now. Before the vampire could respond, the weapon that kills all monsters plunged itself into his chest, pinning the vampire to the ground. The werewolves fled. The Heshword buried itself in the ground. And the rest of the monsters attempted to flee but were cut down or run through with that horrible blade. Do you know what it's like to see your friends, your allies alive 1 second and dead the next? Internally, I was so scared. I felt what it feels like to be the prey. And I also became consumed by fury. I decided to fight. I thought I was alone in this decision, but when one of the werewolves and one of the fae folk joined me, I knew I wasn't alone. Admittedly, this was a terrible idea. Look, I'm just a skinwalker. I know one thing. Fight. And when you see those that you're close to perish to a maniac, I couldn't help myself.
What's the plan?
Said the fairy. Just attack him, I guess.
Attack? Seriously attack? Okay, as long as you have my back.
The sound of that cruel blade rung in the sky.
Well, no one else got away. Yes, we have to fight.
The two creatures responded by nodding and charging in headlong. Somehow, even with a magic user and a beast, he was able to cut them down like it was nothing. One by one, all my friends and allies were killed. I watched him crush witches' heads with his bare hands. I watched him ram the bodies of vampires into trees, impaling them on the branches. I guess what they say about him is true. And if what I hear is true, I need to be the most scared of all. But still, I decided to fight. I ran at him, and with all the energy I could summon, I picked him up and threw him as hard as I could. I watched his body collide with a tree. He collapsed like a cloth. I did it. I killed him. I killed the tale teller. I yelled at the sky, announcing my victory. Some of the beasts that had seemingly fled appeared from behind the trees and from beneath the ground. They all cheered, howling and screeching and yelling my name. I was so filled with pride for my victory, I barely heard one of my peers say,
He doesn't die. He heals himself.
Words of wisdom, no less. Not that it did matter. Before I even had time to react, to fully register what was spoken, the blade that I was so afraid of was plunged squarely through my chest. I looked down to see a gaping wound and went to grab the blade before it was ripped out of me. All the monsters here screamed, this time not in happiness, but in fear. And this time, no one was able to escape. He slaughtered all of them. No mercy, no one spared. I was somehow still alive when he came to me. I see you're still alive, Skinwalker, were the last words I heard before he slashed my neck open and simply walked away. During the fight, I noticed that it wasn't just him. Oh no, it looked like it was just him, but he had allies of his own. Now I realize this. It was in my last moments that my eyes widened in disbelief at what I saw. before his cruel blade ended my life on that plane. Arrows hurling past at barely visible speed past the back of the Telltale himself as he stood over me, screaming, orders. In fact, even the Telltale himself was strange. His smile, his sick enjoyment creeping along those hard leather lips that I wished to sunder. He had a glow to him that I'd never forget, a haze or blur. Before I was laid to rest, however, I did notice one other creature by his side, a werewolf with a blade, and then suddenly darkness. Still to this day, I cannot fathom this destruction. I cannot understand why he slaughtered or his need for the kill. Yes, I know well and have felt the passion he feels to murder, but why the Fae? Why us? Why the creatures of the woods? What is it that burns in him that fuels this rage? This I'll never know. But it does haunt me and those he slaughtered. I don't know how you've reached me, or what the means you have to reach me in this plane, but my service to you is done, and will explain no more. A skinwalker perished to the hands of this cruel tale-teller. It appears he is a monster in his own right. Farewell.
Well, lovely listeners, what do you think? What did it feel like to be on the receiving end? Do you feel sympathy for the Skinwalker and his allies? I'd be interested to know. Let me know in the comments below or even email me directly. I'd love to hear what you think or if your perspective has changed regarding the Telltale in any way. Positive, negative, or not really. And of course, a huge thank you to Jace York for sending this story in. You legend. Also, do you know anyone that's looking for something different and are really, really bored? You know those days where you're so bored that the feeling itself is almost tangible? Well, interrupt their boredom with this channel. I really appreciate any family and friends you can get hooked on these stories. And a special thank you to those that do. And lastly, thank you for listening. That's right, you fans and supporters mean the world to me. You really do. And every time I record, I always keep you all in mind. And on that note, it's that time. This is the place where stories live, and you Telltellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night, and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.